Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to have another One Thing in Common playlist, but this time I'm going to tell you up front what all the songs on tonight's show have in common. Last week, my wife and I had the great pleasure to go to the beautiful McCallum Theater in Palm Desert to see and hear the Pasadena Roof Orchestra. We've been fans of the PRO since the 1970s when I bought my first LP of theirs, and since then they've recorded more than 40 more, although I don't have quite all of them. They put on a wonderful show full of authentic dance band and early swing music, rhythm, fun, and laughter. They played 20 tunes, and tonight's playlist consists of vintage recordings of most of them, starting off with the first song they played in last week's concert, performed here by the Georgia Washboard Stompers.
Gambler's lucky streak when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arm about you, the charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Thank you.
The Pasadena Roof Orchestra is not from Pasadena, California at all. It was founded in 1969 in London, England by John Arthey. He received a bundle of 2,000 pieces of sheet music from a woman in Manchester, and the tune at the top of the pile was Home in Pasadena, composed by Harry Warren. In the 20s and 30s, many hotels had roof gardens, and the orchestras which played at them were called roof orchestras. Thus was born the band's name of the Pasadena Roof Orchestra. And we just heard their signature and namesake song, Home in Pasadena, performed there by Frank Westfall and his orchestra. That's from Westfall's final recording session on March 5, 1924, for Columbia. Before that, we heard Fred Astaire with Leo Reisman and his orchestra from a June 26, 1935 Brunswick recording of Irving Berlin's Cheek to Cheek. We started off this show the same way the Pasadena Roof Orchestra started off their Palm Desert show last week with I Can't Dance, I Got Ants in My Pants, written by the trumpeter Charlie Gaines. Clarence Williams bought the rights to the song from Gaines for $100 and made the premier recording and published the number, listing himself as composer and Gaines as lyricist. The recording we heard was by the Georgia Washboard Stompers from a Decca 78, made August 17, 1934. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. The current band leader of the Pasadena Roof Orchestra is Duncan Galloway, and we were very happy to be able to meet him after the show. And in addition to being musical director and vocalist, he also tap dances, as he did in the orchestra's rendition of Top Hat, White Tie, and Tails, which we're going to hear by Fred Astaire once again.
Requested this evening, it's formal, a top hat, a white tie, and tails. Nothing now could take the wind out of my sails, because I'm invited to step out this evening with top hat, white tie, and tails. Oh, I'm putting on my top hat, tying up a white tie, brushing off my tails. I'm dooting up my shirt front, putting in the shirt studs, polishing my nails. I'm stepping out, my dear, to breathe an atmosphere that simply reeks with class. And I trust that you'll excuse my dust when I step on the gas. For I'll be there, putting down my top hat, mussing up a white tie, dancing in my tail. Thank you.
don't know where to go to. Why don't you go where Harlem sits? On another ridge. Spangled gowns upon a bevy of high brown from down the levee, all misfits. Putting on the ridge. Why, that's where each and every Lulu Bell goes every Thursday evening with her swell bow rubbing elbows. Come with me and we'll attend their jubilee and see them spend their last 2 bits putting on the
Good night. stars are gonna twinkle and shine. This evening, about a quarter to nine, my loving arms are gonna tenderly twine. Around you, around a quarter to nine, I know I won't be late, 'cause at half past eight I'm gonna hurry there. I'll be waiting where the lane begins, waiting for you on needles and pins. And then the world is gonna be mine. This evening, about a quarter to nine.
Here's a set of vintage recordings of some of the show tunes and film music that the Pasadena Roof Orchestra performed at their concert last week in Palm Desert that we were fortunate enough to attend. We started off with Fred Astaire once again, this time accompanied by Johnny Green and his orchestra, with Johnny Green at the piano, on Top Hat, White Tie, and Tails. Like Cheek to Cheek, Top Hat, White Tie, and Tails is also from the picture Top Hat, but that Brunswick recording was made the day after Cheek to Cheek on June 27, 1935. Next, it was Jan Garber and his orchestra with Maxwell Covert providing the vocal refrain on Puttin' on the Ritz from January 24, 1930. Another Irving Berlin tune, it was introduced by Harry Richman in the 1930 musical film of the same name. Puttin' on the Ritz was followed by those syncopating harmonists from New Orleans, the Boswell Sisters with Lullaby of Broadway. That Al Dubin-Harry Warren collaboration is from the musical film Gold Diggers of 1935, where it was introduced by Winnie Shaw. We finished up with Jack Shilkret and his orchestra on March 15, 1935, and about a quarter to nine. The vocalist on that Bluebird 78 was Dick Robertson. The Pasadena Roof Orchestra's repertoire includes not only show tunes and musical numbers from the 30s, but also hot numbers from the 20s and 30s, including these, which were all played at last week's show.
Thank you. Now here's a story about Minnie the Moocher. She was a red-hot hoochie-coocher. She was the roughest, toughest rail, but Minnie had a heart as big as a hay whale. Howdy, howdy, ho!
Howdy, howdy, ho!
Howdy, howdy, ho! Howdy, howdy,
ho!
She loved him though he was cocky. He took her down to Chinatown. He showed her how to kick the gong around.
Showed her how to kick the gong around.
Howdy ho!
Howdy ho!
Howdy ha!
Howdy ha!
What a weevil!
What a weevil!
Howdy, howdy, ho.
Howdy, howdy, ho.
Now she had a dream about the King of Sweden. He gave her things that she was needing. He gave her a home built of gold and steel, a diamond car with a platinum wheel. Waddy, woody, way.
Waddy, woody, way.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Oh,
howdy ho.
Howdy ho.
Now he gave her his townhouse and his racing horses. Each meal she ate was a dozen courses. She had $1 million worth of nickels and dimes, and she sat around and counted them all a million times. Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy.
At the Pasadena Roof Orchestra's show in Palm Desert last week, bandleader Duncan Galloway engaged the audience in a call and repeat during their performance of Minnie the Moocher, much as Cab Calloway did with the members of his band on that March 3, 1931 debut recording of Calloway's composition. Before that, from November 10, 1939, it was Muggsy Spanier and his ragtime band with Dipper Mouth Blues. Dipper Mouth Blues is most often attributed to King Oliver, who first recorded it with his Creole jazz band in 1923. It was also recorded in 1925 by the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra in an arrangement by Don Redman under the title Sugarfoot Stomp. That was preceded by Duke Ellington and his orchestra with Black and Tan Fantasy, recorded March 14, 1929. Black and Tan Fantasy was written by Ellington and trumpeter Bubber Miley, and that Victor recording was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. We started off the set with Noble Sissel and his International Orchestra and Polka Dot Rag. Polka Dot Rag was written by Sidney Bechet, James Tolliver, and Noble Sissel, and recorded by Decca in Chicago on August 15, 1934. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. The playlist of this week's show consists of vintage recordings of most of the 20 pieces that the Pasadena Roof Orchestra played at their concert last week at the McCallum Theater in Palm Desert, California. The orchestra is wrapping up their U.S. tour on Tuesday, February 16th in Thomasville, Georgia. So if you're anywhere in the vicinity, do yourself a favor and support live music by going to see what I can guarantee from personal experience will be a great show. And no matter where in the world you are, you can find out all about the orchestra and check out their concert schedule on their website, pasadena-roof-orchestra.com. And of course, they're also on Facebook. Getting back to the music, here's Al Boley with Ray Noble and his orchestra.
Morning in June, when you've got
a little springtime in our
lightly as a feather, let yourself go. Come, hit the timber, loosen up and start to limber. Can't you hear that hot marimba? Let yourself go. Let yourself go, relax, and let yourself go. Relax, you've got yourself tied up in a knot. The night is cold, but the music's hot, so come. Cuddle closer, don't you dare to answer no, sir. Put your banker, clerk, and grocer, let yourself go.
Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra recording for Columbia on December 9, 1932, and the Fats Waller and Andy Razaf collaboration, Honeysuckle Rose. That was preceded by what I believe is a triple R debut for Maxine Tappan, backed by Vincent Lopez and his orchestra, with Let Yourself Go, written by Irving Berlin for the RKO film Follow the Fleet, where it was introduced by Ginger Rogers. That recording on the Bluebird label is from January 21, 1936. The Pasadena Roof Orchestra channels the great bands such as Jack Hilton, Duke Ellington, Louis Armstrong, and Ray Noble, and we started off this segment with Ray Noble and his orchestra with Al Boley providing the vocal on Springtime in Your Heart, recorded in London on July 2, 1934. That's from the Gaumont British picture Evergreen, starring Jesse Matthews. We're going to start off this final segment of the show with one of the greatest crooners of all time, Bing Crosby.
Why must I live and dream of the days I used to know? Why can't I find real peace of mind and go back to the long ago? Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me, and the gold of her hair crowns the blue of her eyes like a halo tender. If only I could see her, oh, how happy I would be. Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone wait for me. Thank you. only I could see her. Oh, how happy I would be, where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for me.
Thank you. Good night, sweetheart. Sleep will banish sorrow. Tears and parting may make us forlorn, but with the dawn a new day is born. So I'll say good night, sweetheart, though I'm not beside you. Good night, sweetheart, still my love will guide you. Dreams enfold you, in each one I'll hold you. Good night, sweetheart, good
We started off this final segment of Rapidly Rotating Records with Bing Crosby and his radio show theme song, Where the Blue of the Night Meets the Gold of the Day. He recorded it several times, but this was the first recording made by Brunswick on November 23, 1931. It was written by Roy Turk and Fred Allert, who also gave Crosby songwriting credit. The original title of the song was reversed and called When the Gold of the Day Meets the Blue of the Night, but it was changed before the recording. And by the way, Bing Crosby's got nothing on Duncan Galloway when it comes to whistling. Next, it was Jack Hilton and his orchestra with Sam Brown and another Waller Razaf collaboration, Ain't Misbehavin'. That recording is from September 18, 1929. We finished up, appropriately, with Goodnight Sweetheart, declared on the cover of the sheet music to be the song favorite of the King and Queen of England. This recording by Ernie Palmquist and his Carolina Collegians is another Triple R debut. Ernie Palmquist was the vocalist on that November 16, 1931 recording on the Champion label. Tonight's playlist was inspired by the songs performed by the Pasadena Roof Orchestra last week at their concert in Palm Desert. They also played Side by Side, Sweet Georgia Brown, and Old Man River, but we just didn't have enough time to play vintage recordings of those. Please check out the Pasadena Roof Orchestra on Facebook or on their website, pasadena-roof-orchestra.com. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.